This is Sister Zombie, a memoir by Anna Appleby. This podcast is performed by Angie Morenci, written and produced by Harold Brody. For all information about music and sounds, including links to composers and tracks, go to sisterzombiesounds.info. When we last left our story, Chloe had invited Anna to join her, James, and other friends on an after-school drive to the woods. Then Anna and Chloe had a physical fight at school, largely over Chloe's boyfriend, James, with whom Anna is in love. Both girls were sent to the principal's office.
Chapter 6, The Cheer Thing. I feel compelled to address this, maybe more for myself, as I struggle to understand this phenomenon of cheerleading. And so, given my ignorance of the very concept, I will turn my narrative over to my other self, the inimitable Chloe. Yes, I hear all of you thinking quite loudly now, Chloe? Your dreaded nemesis, object of all your unfettered art class rage? Yes, Chloe. The one and same. But remind yourself again of where I am now, speaking this to you all in the aftermath. And understand that my beautiful sister sits by my side, my accomplice, my co-creator, my partner, my parallel, my conscious, my unconscious, my one, my finally, sister. This is no story spoiler. For the facts of how we came to this consequence couldn't possibly be foretold by any would-be Nostradamus, as you shall soon discover. Chloe is now nodding her assent to me with a smile that's the gift of the world. She will speak now, and I will accept her contribution to this story, as I will do periodically throughout, for this story can't bloom in full without her. And remember, as example, that though we twins are so closely joined in matters of revelatory emotions, still we cannot see precisely what the other sees, for our gift isn't so plainly literal. We will always have feelings for each other, so if one falls, the other feels a little sensation. But as feelings are so often equivocal, so must they be for us, feeling them as one. Hi, and first let me say that everything Anna has said so far is completely true. And you may be wondering if I'm pissed off at her for calling me a slut and also being so mean to me. And yes, I was mean to her too. But I love my sister now more than ever. I was mean, and I was a slut. And you know, Anna knows that she wasn't perfect either. I mean, wait until you hear about the shit she does in this story. But it all happened, and we both learned and grew from it, so that we could end up in this great place where we are now. I love her, and she loves me, and I know we always will. So, cheerleading. I got into cheerleading when I was back at my school in Malibu, where it was like a pretty normal thing to do if you wanted to be cool and get boys. I mean, even when I was like 9, I knew that. Plus, if you are good at it, it means you are really good at gymnastics and tumbling and dance too. I won't pretend that I was like a professional or like the girls in Bring It On. I'm not that hardcore. I mean, it's true that I was in it for status more than anything. I'm not afraid to admit it. But I also know that you can't just suck at it, or they will kick you off the team. I mean, a lot of girls want to be on it, so you better be good. So you see, this was the problem with the Griffin girls. They just didn't care because for some stupid reason, no one seemed to care much about the actual cheerleading at this lame-ass school. Not like they did back in Malibu. It was like the girls who ran the cheer squad just picked the popular girls. And the next year, they picked the new popular girls to run the squad after they were gone. And the next year, the same thing happened. So you see, it's just this vicious circle that never ends. And it was all about popularity and nothing about cheer skills. I mean, it like evolved into this horrible thing that just got worse and worse. Imagine this happening over so many years. Everyone just got so lazy. It was just horrible. Even the uniform sucked. Maybe they were just too busy getting wasted and having sex, but you know there are standards to be maintained. And besides, I knew that if I could bring some discipline to these girls, I could be running the whole squad within a matter of days. That's what I told Mr. Nodder, and he was all for it. It was time for a change. He even let me wear my Malibu uniform to school, because I'm not afraid of standing out in a crowd. So I was sitting there with Clarissa, who's like my new best Griffin Hills friend, and she like totally agrees with me. And we were in the gym watching these lame-ass girls be totally non-serious about everything. I mean, it's supposed to be cheer practice, but it was a stone-cold joke. So me and Clarissa start making fun of their routine, which was straight from last century. So, the head cheer girl, I guess she saw me doing this, and I swear this is what she said. Oi, Kirsten Dunst, you got something to say, cheer girl? I mean, just cause you wear the rags don't make you all fly. And this girl's white. Then a bunch of others tried to tackle Hood too, you know, saying things like, true that, like they just heard it on TV. It was such a joke, me and Clarissa nearly lost it on the spot. So then, being me, I stood up. Even though Clarissa thought I was gonna get my ass kicked, she was like trying to hold me back. But I stood up and I walked right up to them, cause like I said, I'm not afraid, and I told them. Yeah, hi, I'm Chloe. I know I'm new here, but I was head cheerleader back at my old school in LA. Then some smartass lame cheer bitch says, you don't say. Well, I do say. So that's what I said. I turned right to that little bitch and said, I heard that, and I do say, and well, I think it would be kicking if I could like join forces with you and show you some Cali style, up your game. Mr. Nodder likes the idea. And they were all, fuck that old chrome dome. We don't cheer for him, blah, 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 blah. Which I guess I have to admit is fair, but I wasn't going to let them know that. But then they actually impressed me. They brought their A game of bitchiness. I mean, it was almost a full-blown routine. One of them started going off about how I was just a big city bitch sledding her way through the school, and then one of them said, oh, fuck me, James. Fuck me like the rest of the team. Then they all started making out with each other and dry humping each other and really going for it. Like some seriously hardcore lesbo makeout sesh. I mean, they got all gropey and I saw tongues. It made me want to barf, but instead I said, whoa, ladies, chill the porno, okay? And know that I am the shit. One of them stopped the dykeathon for a moment to ask if I was for real. And this was when Clarissa finally chimed in, telling them they should see me do my shit. This is when I proclaimed myself the future of cheer. The revolution has begun, ladies. They had no choice but to eat it and watch me school them. So I did. I gave them one of the classics. I didn't want to confuse them by jumping too far ahead. It went like this. Don't mess, don't mess, don't mess with the best, cause the best don't mess. Don't fool, don't fool, don't fool with the cool, cause the cool don't fool. To the east, to the west, sexes are the best. And as you can imagine, it was choreographed all to a perfectly danced step and tumble routine that balanced athleticism and sex appeal in equal parts. I ended in a splits on the floor because I was sure none of those bitches could do a proper splits if they tried. But one guess at how those bitches reacted. They all laughed, of course. That's like the defense mechanism of the ignorant. Even I know that. Clarissa came over and told me to walk away, which I did, but not before they knew I am the future of cheer at Griffin Hills High, because that's what I yelled at them over and over and over. Clarissa thought what I did was a train wreck, but I told her no, I was just planting the seed, and soon I would rule, or something like that. That's it. That's my story of my first day of cheer domination at Griffin Hills High. I will come back into Anna's story later when she needs me, so keep listening. You won't believe what the fuck is about to happen. Back over to Anna. Ciao for now. Mwah.